there it goes. It's a night launch, which is very spectacular.
The CubeSat designed by VTC was among those built by 9 universities and 1 high school and launched Tuesday evening aboard an Air Force rocket. The small satellites are becoming popular among academic institutions because of their cost and their research potential. Science professor Carl Brandon directs the VTC CubeSat laboratory. Students helped to build some of the hardware and design the software that's now orbiting the Earth. And Brandon says that kind of real-world experience is something most undergraduates don't get.
You know, it's different from designing something in a class. I mean, it's just a different level when you're doing something that has to work, you know.
Brandon says beyond the value to students, CubeSats are capable of making real contributions to scientific knowledge.
It's amazing what some of the CubeSats are doing. I mean, MIT has been working on theirs for a long time. It's a mini Kepler telescope. It's looking for exoplanets.
Brandon is pleased that VTC is the first New England college, ahead of MIT and others, to get a CubeSat off the launch pad. Brandon sees it as a precursor to the next VTC CubeSat project, a tiny satellite that will travel to the moon.
Now that we have shown we can build a satellite that works and it's in orbit, it puts us in a really good position for getting further grant money.
Brandon estimates the VTC CubeSat cost $50,000. Grants from NASA paid the lion's share of the cost with additional money from the Vermont Space Grant Consortium. The CubeSat is also equipped with bright LEDs designed by former students of Brandon's. The lights are visible from Earth with binoculars. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.